Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Mark, a portion of chapter 1. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is near. Repent ye, and believe in the gospel." And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother, and casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And straightway, leaving their nets, they followed him. And advancing a little further thenceforth, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in the ship, mending the nets. And straightway he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the ship with the hirelings, they went after him. And they went to Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbaths he went into the synagogue and taught. And they wondered at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "What is it to us and to thee, Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be speechless, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, having convulsed him, and having cried with a great voice, came out of him. And they were all astonished, so that they disputed amongst themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new teaching is this? For with authority he orders even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the heavenly doctrine of his second coming, a portion of passage 293 of Apocalypse explained, that the power predicated of the Lord has regard chiefly to salvation is evident from the following passages. In the Gospel of John, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same beareth much fruit. For apart from me, ye cannot do anything." In Mark, the passage we just read, they were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as having authority. And in Luke, "With authority and power he commands unclean spirits, and they go forth." The passage continues, "Moreover, the Lord has power over all things, because he is God alone. But the salvation of the human race is the principal object of power, since for the sake of that, the heavens and the worlds were created." Amen. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.